This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the breaking news, chaos in Kansas City.
We saw the police swarm a stairwell, and then we heard another pop from there.
Shots ring out at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade, multiple people taken to the hospital. The new details just coming in with two armed people taken into custody.
I'm angry at what happened today. The people who came to this celebration should expect a safe environment.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We want to begin tonight with that breaking news, a mass shooting at the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. The celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs turned into a nightmare, with at least one person killed and at least 30 others injured, including nine kids with gunshot wounds. That's right, nine kids who went there to celebrate tonight are being treated at Children's Mercy Hospital. The extent of those injuries are not yet known. Law enforcement sources are telling CBS News that this all may have started with an argument. There are now three people in custody. Nearly 1 million people were expected to gather along the parade route in Missouri, with hundreds of law enforcement officials on hand. Fans are seen running for their lives as gunshots rang out just after the team finished speaking to the crowd. And there's video tonight of fans tackling someone believed to be one of the suspects. We can report that the FBI is on the scene and that the president has been briefed. The Kansas City Chiefs tonight says all of its players, coaches and staff are safe. CBS affiliate KCTV's Neil Jones was there when the violence erupted.
This is the moment that the victory celebration turned violent. Gunfire. Screams. As a horrifying reality set fans, including families, running for their lives.
We have multiple victims over here.
You can see first responders giving CPR and fans being loaded onto stretchers.
I hear down, down, down. Everybody down.
800 law enforcement officers were on site, many running toward the gunfire, taking two armed suspects into custody. As all this was unfolding, we were covering the celebration live.
And you've got kids and you've got elderly people and you're not expecting something like this. It was just as horrible a feeling as you can imagine. People began to run as hard as they could in all directions. People knocked down, children knocked down.
A nearby level one trauma center is now caring for some of the victims.
There is one deceased person. Our gunshot wound total has went up to 22.
Late today, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes tweeted, quote, praying for Kansas City.
We were here for a safe celebration. And because of two bad actors or more, it is why we're standing here today.
This is absolutely a tragedy, the likes of which we would have never expected in Kansas City, and the likes of which we will remember for some time.
The FBI and ATF remain on the scene to help with the investigation. They were here as part of parade security. Law enforcement officials tell us that there is no evidence that this was an act of terrorism. Nora?
Must have been scary to be there. Neil Jones, thank you for your reporting. Back here in Washington, fears of a serious new threat to U.S. national security. CBS News has learned the U.S. has informed Congress of new intelligence about Russian plans to put a nuclear-capable weapon in space that could threaten U.S. satellites. CBS's Ed O'Keefe has new reporting tonight from the White House.
CBS News has learned that what's described as a serious national security threat is related to the launch of a Russian rocket last week carrying a top-secret military payload that is now in orbit. The U.S. has been tracking Russian attempts to develop a nuclear-capable weapon that could take down U.S. satellites, knocking out the ability to communicate. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan provided no detail, but didn't deny a threat exists.
It is impossible to answer with a straight yes, right? Because Americans understand that there are a range of threats and challenges in the world that we're dealing with every single day.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Turner of Ohio first revealed the existence of a threat and called on President Biden to declassify all information relating to it. Other lawmakers familiar with the details say there's no cause for concern.
There's no need to panic. This is not an immediate crisis.
Word of the threat came as the White House continues calling on Congress to stand up to Russia and approve billions in aid to Ukraine.
Supporting this bill is standing up to Putin.
The war there rages on. Ukraine today said it used high-tech naval drones to sink a Russian ship in the Black Sea. But many House Republicans have soured on funding the war, and Speaker Mike Johnson said he would block the aid because it doesn't address U.S.-Mexico border security.
We're going to continue to demand that before we take care of issues all around the world, we take care of our own first.
But it was Republicans.
Today, even the head of NATO called on Congress to act quickly. As for that serious national security threat, a senior U.S. official stressed to CBS News tonight, it, quote, is significant, but it's not imminent. Nora?
Ed O'Keefe with that new reporting. Thank you. Federal immigration officials are warning that the border standoff in Congress could force the release of thousands of migrants from detention centers. That's unless lawmakers can come to an agreement. We should note there is a bipartisan deal that already exists. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the tension escalated after a pivotal special election last night in New York.
The border is a major crisis.
An already inflamed debate over the border risks becoming an inferno, as federal immigration officials warn they could be forced to release up to 6,000 migrants from immigration detention centers because Congress has failed to approve emergency money the Biden administration requested. A potentially landmark deal to tighten border security and pay for more border agents collapsed after Senate Republicans, former President Trump, and Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson balked that it didn't go far enough.
The American people are with us on this issue. I mean, they are with us because they understand you have to actually solve the problem.
The White House slammed Speaker Johnson in a social media post today, writing, "Roses are red, violets are blue. The border deal was crushed because of you." The standoff also imperils nearly $100 billion approved this week by the Senate for Ukraine and Israel, with House Republicans insisting an elusive border deal must be completed first. They had hoped to capitalize this election year on the border crisis, but a special election on Long Island last night flipped the politics upside down.
I'll work with anyone to get it.
As Democrat Tom Suozzi ran ads blaming Republicans for failing to approve border laws and won a swing district by nearly 8 points.
It's time to focus on how to solve the problems. It's time to get to work on immigration.
Mike Lawler is a Republican from a nearby district.
Seems like he counterpunched pretty effectively on immigration.
I thought he ran a good campaign, but ultimately, that doesn't necessarily mean that every other Democrat is going to be able to do that.
When Tom Suozzi is sworn in here 2 weeks from tonight, the narrow House Republican majority gets even thinner. They can lose only two GOP votes, Nora, and pass anything on a party line.
Scott McFarlane on the Hill, thank you. Well, tonight we are learning more about a terrifying incident in Texas when a car crashed through an Austin hospital's emergency room. The driver was killed and five others were hurt, including two children. CBS's Omar Villafranca spoke with an eyewitness who saw patients running for their lives.
Tonight, police have identified the driver of this car that plowed into the ER waiting room of an Austin area hospital. Officers say 57-year-old Michelle Holloway was behind the wheel Tuesday evening when her car crashed through a glass wall at St. David's North Austin Medical Center.
There's no indication at this time that this is an intentional act, nor does it indicate that the driver suffered from a medical episode.
Eyewitness video shows the chaos inside of the lobby. The car's wheels were still spinning, sending smoke from burning rubber billowing into the air. Water flooded the floor when the car leveled a large aquarium.
I hear a loud bang, like something falling.
Stephen Hughes captured the scene on his cell phone while at the hospital for his wife's surgery.
It was very surreal. It felt like a movie at first. I realized quickly that, you know, this is pretty serious.
Five people were hurt, including two children. Fire crews pulled the driver from the car and administered CPR, but she died a short time later. Tonight, first responders are praising the quick reaction of the emergency room staff.
Medical staff definitely jumped in harm's way, and we're incredibly grateful.
We still don't know what caused the driver to crash. As for the hospital, the ER is back open and accepting patients. Nora?
Omar Villafranca, thank you. Overseas now to an expected raid by Israeli troops of a hospital in southern Gaza where the military says Hamas is operating out of. CBS's Holly Williams reports the mission is forcing mass evacuations.
Israel's ordered the evacuation of all civilians from the grounds of Nasser Hospital Complex, where thousands had reportedly been sheltering from airstrikes and fighting. Israel claims Hamas is using the busy medical center to conduct military activities and has used it to hold hostages. It's in southern Gaza, now the focus of Israel's operations. Today, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to press ahead with an offensive in Rafah, where around 1.5 million people are now living, nearly all of them displaced, many in makeshift camps. The U.S. has warned against the offensive without a credible plan for protecting civilians. And in northern Israel, a soldier was killed in a rocket barrage fired by Hezbollah, the militant group based in Lebanon. Israel responded with extensive airstrikes, killing four, according to Lebanese officials. Months of tit-for-tat fire along the border have raised fears of this war expanding.
According to Israeli media reports today, Prime Minister Netanyahu has recalled Israel's delegation from ceasefire negotiations in Egypt. And Nora, Netanyahu says that demands made by Hamas are, quote, delusional.
Holly Williams, thank you. Now to the economy, with high prices remaining one of the top concerns for voters ahead of the 2024 election. With higher than expected new inflation numbers this week, the president dispatched Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to Michigan to tout his economic agenda. In tonight's America Decides, CBS's Jolene Kent sat down for an exclusive interview with Secretary Yellen.
We hit the road with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in the battleground state of Michigan, where the economy is one of voters' top concerns.
Do you think the president can win in Michigan in November?
Well, I certainly hope so. I think the economy is going to be good and strong.
Inflation rose 3.1% in January, more than expected. Driving the higher prices, car insurance surged 21% over the last year. Rent has risen 6%, and daycare costs are up 5%.
Are you and President Biden happy with where inflation is right now?
Well, look, we know that Americans are experiencing discomfort because some important prices are higher than they were pre-pandemic. But what I think is really important is that wages have gone up along with prices, so people are better off than they were pre-pandemic.
But the three Democratic voters we met up with at Detroit's Cadillac Square Diner are facing a different reality.
Do you feel like inflation is getting better?
I do not feel like it's getting better. I have a photo booth business.
I do some graphic design. So you have to get creative to supplement because it is not working.
All three gladly voted for Biden in 2020. Now they've got major reservations.
Are you better off now than you were in January of 2021?
No, I'm not. I mean, that's me being honest. I'm working 5 times harder. When I calculate everything, hours worked to amount of money bringing in is nowhere near as high as it was in 2020 or 2021.
How do you feel?
I worry. I mean, I have two kids who are 19 and 21. What I'm reading and hearing about the job market, I'm scared for them. I'm really scared for them.
Elizabeth Nelson and Damar Bias say they'll ultimately vote for the president again. But for business owner Hussein Dabaja, the Biden administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war is the deal breaker.
I'm worried about 35,000 dead people overseas. I will never vote for Trump, but I can't see myself voting for Biden, especially not with where he's at right now. I mean, I'm going to stand with my community.
Another hurdle for the Biden campaign, voter concerns about his age. Again, a focus after special counsel Robert Herr's report questioning the president's mental fitness.
It called President Biden a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Do you agree with that?
I absolutely disagree with that. I work very closely with President Biden, and I'm often with him on foreign trips. He's at the top of his game. What the special counsel said was very unfair.
Another sign of trouble for President Biden here in Michigan, a liberal group originally affiliated and launched by Senator Bernie Sanders back in 2016, is urging Michiganders to vote uncommitted in the upcoming Democratic primary because of President Biden's position on the Israel-Hamas war. Meantime, Secretary Yellen tells us the administration needs to do everything it can to, quote, bring this tragic conflict to an end. Nora.
A lot of news in that piece. Jill and Ken, thank you so much. And we should note it is important because President Biden only won Michigan by 150,000 votes. Thank you. Well, three Washington, D.C. police officers are shot. We've got the latest as concerns about crime in our nation's capital rise. That's next.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Here in Washington, D.C., three police officers are recovering from gunshot wounds. They were shot today while trying to serve an arrest warrant for animal cruelty. One officer was shot twice in the chest, but saved by his bulletproof vest. Officials say the officer's injuries are not life-threatening. The gunman remains barricaded inside the home tonight. Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash drivers staged a one-day strike today, rallying at airports across the country. The drivers are pushing for better pay and safer working conditions. How much Uber and Lyft drivers make varies drastically depending on local rates and rider demand. A little boy wounded in the war in Gaza finds much-needed medical care here in the U.S. That story is next. Israel's war on the Gaza Strip has killed more than 28,000 Palestinians. That's according to Gaza's health ministry run by Hamas. Tonight, we have the story of a badly wounded little boy from Gaza who found compassion and much needed care here in the U.S. CBS's Jerika Duncan has our exclusive report. We do want to warn you that some of the images are graphic.
At New York's JFK Airport, Elisa Montanti waits patiently for this flight coming in from Cairo. Montanti cut through red tape to get 5-year-old Omar Abuquake to the U.S., a frightened little boy in desperate need of medical care. Omar's aunt says his parents, brother, sister, and grandparents were all killed by an Israeli airstrike on their Gaza home in December, He suffered severe injuries, including leg wounds and the amputation of his left arm.
I'll get it.
At his temporary home, run by Montanti's charity, the Global Medical Relief Fund, hey, Omar experienced snow for the first time.
I love it.
This is the first time she sees him smiling.
Oh.
And a bunk bed.
These are innocent children that have absolutely no resources or very, very little. And the 60 countries we have helped are all of these children from war-torn and natural disasters.
She's partnered with Shriners Children's in Philadelphia.
So his left arm was the one that was amputated.
Omar's injuries were evaluated by Dr. Scott Kozin.
The fact that Omar was able to be brought here is good for Omar, and it's good for his outlook. If he stayed in Gaza or stayed in Egypt, who knows? I don't know what would have happened.
We were in the operating room as Dr. Kozin performed surgery.
So we want to get rid of all this bad scar and replace it with normal skin graft.
To repair the wound on Omar's leg. Doctors also begin the process of fitting Omar for a prosthetic arm. His recovery is expected to take several weeks. After that, he'll return to a tent camp in Gaza with his aunt. But far from the reality of war, Omar visited the Staten Island Children's Museum. A momentary escape.
Whoa, look at you!
Where he could be a child once again. Jerika Duncan, CBS News, New York.
Coming up, our new series, Heart of America, is next with a tribute to the inventor of one of America's favorite breakfast foods.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Finally tonight, our new series, Heart of America. This is when we will highlight the women and men and moments that inspire and provide hope from every corner of the country. Excited about this. Tonight, we pay tribute to Michigan native William Bill Post, who died at the age of 96. The World War II veteran was one of seven children of Dutch immigrants and the inventor of the Pop-Tart. He put the team together that developed the popular toaster pastry for Kellogg's, which was originally called Fruit Scones. The name was changed to capitalize on the pop art trend of the day, and it was an instant hit. Today, about 3 billion Pop-Tarts are sold every year. Not bad for a brand that will turn 60 later this year. Post's message, if somebody tells you you can't do it, show them you can. Bill Post, tonight's Heart of America. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Good night.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in. No matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Millie Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.